of your hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise, to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the introit under it. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
Thus says the Lord, the voice is heard in Ramah, and his nation trembled through weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they
God.
Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You
may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from Isaiah chapter 63. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel, that he has granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And he became their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like livestock that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So you led your people to make for yourself a glorious name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the front of your hymnal, turn to Psalm 111. We chant responsively by whole verse. Praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He remembers his covenant forever.
He has shown his people the power of his words. In him can the inheritance of the nations.
The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever.
He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord and his holy kingdom is done. All those who trust in him will understand him. His praise endures forever.
Born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Stand for the Alleluia in verse. St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night, departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious. He sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all the region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We speak the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are sons and heirs of God because in baptism we are connected to the Son of God, Jesus. So whether we be male or female, we are all sons of God, small letter s, because we are connected to the Son of God, Jesus, capital letter S. Today, as we're in the 12 days of Christmas, as I explained to the children, the Jewish Christmas took place at Bethlehem when the angels speak to the shepherds that the King of the Jews has been born in Bethlehem. When we celebrate Epiphany on January 6th, that's the celebration of the star and the Magi, a celebration for the Gentiles, that Jesus is the light for the Gentiles. And we sing it in the Nunc Dimittis, that he's the light for the Gentiles, and he is the King of Israel. In the middle of those 12 days of Christmas, today, December 28th, actually is the day for the Holy Innocents. In the middle of the reading today, we heard about the wicked deed of Herod of killing the babies under 2 years old in Bethlehem. And these are called the first martyrs for Jesus. The very first ones who gave their lives and the Lord took them to heaven as martyrs for Christ. Herod meant it for evil, but the Lord took them to heaven. With December 28th, we remember the martyrdom of the Holy Innocents, which happens to be today in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas. Well, today, we're going to see, almost like in a geography trip with Jesus. Jesus became part of the human family and walked on earth so we can be part of God's family and walk in heaven. That's what this text is all about. Now, if you're like me and you like geography, these lessons are all for you. Because we go from Bethlehem to Egypt, then to Nazareth, and later on, back to Bethlehem, and back to Jerusalem. We see here that Jesus' life, his walking this earth, shows that he is truly man, and shares our flesh and blood, and so our trip begins at the little town of Bethlehem. Now, I've been to Bethlehem. It's about 4 miles south of Jerusalem. It's still a relatively small town compared to larger cities. It was very small at the time of Jesus. Bethlehem was called the city of David, where David had been born. And the royal line of David was centered in Bethlehem and David's town. So when Mary and Joseph come into Bethlehem to be registered, they are coming back to their ancestral town because both Joseph and Mary were descendants of David. You know the Christmas account in Luke chapter 2, the narrative of the angels proclaiming to the shepherds that the Savior was born, Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger, and the shepherds coming to adore him. We are seeing here, as the angel Gabriel explained to Mary, the Son of God in eternity has become the Son of Man in time in the person of Christ. Jesus is true God and true man in one person. Isaiah foretold this in the Old Testament lesson. He will become their Savior, Isaiah wrote. In steadfast love and goodness and his compassion, his presence will come to us, his glorious name. He will be our Redeemer. 700 years ahead of time, Isaiah is foretelling that this one, born of Mary, born in Bethlehem, would be the Savior and the Redeemer. Jesus was there in Bethlehem, born. However, he was going to have to make a trip soon into Egypt. Now we see what happened there after his birth. The Magi, when they came into Jerusalem proclaiming, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?" ran smack into Herod the Great. Now, Herod the king was great because he built amazing structures. He rebuilt the temple. There's buildings all over Israel by Herod. But Herod was an Idumean. He was not a Jew. He had been put into power by the Romans. The Jews knew that. If you read history, he was evil, debauched, wicked, perverted murderer. He killed his own mother. He killed some of his sons. He was a very evil man. So what this text is showing is true to the character of we know about Herod the Great. When the Magi were warned by a dream after bringing their worshipful gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, having followed the star, warned in a dream to go back another way, Herod was mad. He thought he had been tricked. The Lord is the one who is avoiding him by making the Magi go back another way. Because Herod's plan was to find where Christ was and destroy him. However, his evil deed got even worse. He was so angry in his murderous rage, he had determined that the star had probably appeared about 2 years before. So he does something unthinkable that was also foretold in Jeremiah. He sends the soldiers into Jerusalem, into Bethlehem, to kill all the babies under 2 years old, just assuming if I kill them all, I'll get rid of the Christ. What an act of horror that this man did. Jeremiah foretold symbolically that Rachel, who was buried in Bethlehem, would be weeping over all these children that he killed. Indeed, the Lord took them to heaven, and Herod was not able to stop Christ. Because the Lord appeared to Joseph in another dream to escape to Egypt. The new Israel now in the person of Christ is entering into Egypt, just like the original Joseph was used to bring the Israelites in the Old Testament into Egypt, and later they would come out of Egypt back to the Promised Land. Now the new people of Israel, led by Christ, the second Adam, he will go to Egypt, and then he will come out of Egypt back into the Promised Land. Herod was not able to stop the work of the Christ. This fulfills the specific prophecies concerning Jesus. So this holy family is kept safe. Kept safe in Egypt, and they stay there for a time. But then the geography continues. Bethlehem, over to Egypt, and now they're going to go way up north to Nazareth. Both Mary and Joseph were from Nazareth originally. And the angel of the Lord told them in a dream, "You can now go back to Israel. Rise and take the child and his mother back." Herod had died, but his son was almost as bad as him. Archelaus, or Archelaus, was also evil and wicked. And so Joseph does not want to confront him or be confronted by him. So he has another dream, and he goes up north to Galilee, back to where Mary and Joseph originated, in the city of Nazareth. And Jesus would then be called a Nazarene, Jesus of Nazareth. Once Jesus was in Nazareth, then he spent his first 30 years in this town up north. He was the oldest son of the family. They had other children. His father was a carpenter. There, in a sense, the Christ hid out. And what do I mean? No one expected the Messiah to be a person living in Nazareth up north. Jesus, during this time, as true man, is living an ordinary life in an ordinary family, working in the carpenter shop, yet without sin, keeping the law of God for us perfectly, obeying his parents, and beginning and preparing himself for his 3-year ministry of teaching and miracles, which would begin when he was 30 years old, would eventually be baptized and begin his work of undoing the work of Satan. Jesus was called the one of Nazareth, yet he had properly been born in Bethlehem. From Bethlehem to Egypt up to Nazareth. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ would make many trips back and forth between Galilee up north and Judea down by Jerusalem. Back and forth visiting villages and towns, giving sight to the blind, the ability for the crippled to walk, and knowing that eventually he would have to make a trip to Jerusalem itself. We're coming in on Palm Sunday. He would come in to die, be nailed to a cross for our justification. raised from the dead, ascended to the right hand of God, and is coming again in glory. His work has been fulfilled. It is complete. So that makes it clear for you and I, where we live in our geographical places, we here walk on earth so we can eventually walk with Christ in heaven. How can that be? Paul says, we are sons of God and heirs of God when the fullness of time had fully come. It's amazing. This point in the Roman Empire was exactly the right time for Jesus to come in the days of Caesar Augustus. From Genesis to Malachi, they've been prepared for the coming of the Messiah. The fullness of time had come, and he appears. The shepherds know him. The Magi know him. And we know him. God the Father has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts and given us the Holy Spirit in baptism. Jesus was born of a woman, Mary, but he is the Son of God. He was born under the law. As a man, he kept the law perfectly for us. But he's redeemed us as true God. Through his death and resurrection, he's redeemed us. He actively kept the law. He passively allowed them to crucify him. And now the Spirit in our hearts, which adopted us as sons, in our prayers we say, Abba, Father, which means my Father. Not just Father, but my Father, your Father. We are sons and heirs of God. As baptized Christians, we have the inheritance of heaven. This is your greatest inheritance. Maybe your mom gave you her wedding ring. Maybe your uncle gave you a farm. Maybe your dad gave you an old car that he fixed up for you. This is wonderful. This is the inheritance of heaven, the inheritance from God. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law through his life, death, burial, and resurrection. He's redeemed us by his holy suffering and death. And every Sunday through preaching, teaching, baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion, you are now both in God's earthly family and in his heavenly family. You are sons and heirs of God. So as we continue through the 12 days of Christmas, the 8th day, New Year's Eve, the eve of the name of Jesus, the naming of Jesus, his circumcision, bringing in as the new Adam, the new covenant, the day of Epiphany, the coming of the Magi, we rejoice now and always that Jesus still is the King of the Jews, the light for all the Gentile nations, and that through faith in him, we are sons and heirs of God. He walked with us here on earth, so we can walk with him in heaven. To Christ be glory forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. The prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Lord, you revealed your Son as Savior and Redeemer. Bless your church throughout the whole world with faithful and good ministers, pastors, teachers, deaconesses, and evangelists. Prosper your work, proclamation, in every place and time. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church and its ministries in 2026. Bless Pastor Dale Castor and his wife Suzanne as they serve you in Prague and the Czech Republic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We are the people of your promise, O Lord. You revealed your Son as Savior and Redeemer. We thank you for the gift of marriage, of families, and our daily vocations and callings. Be with us as we comfort family and friends and joyfully serve them in the body of Christ. This week, be with Blake Bayless, David Dickerman, Sandy Dunaway, Ellen Law, Julia Jorns, Rayanne Keister, Meredith Marshall, Sam Burge, Jack Shem, Jennifer Wells, Tyler Wente, Vicky Zubialdi, Ann Anderson, and Shelby Wilson as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Bless Steve and Yasmin Hoover, John and Vicky Zubialdi, John and Joni Eisenbrown, and Jonathan and Tisha Merchant as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, you appoint leaders and give responsibilities of authority to our government. Protect our nation and its leaders. Give them wisdom in their pursuit of justice. Bring your gift of peace in the world. And give relief to those who suffer oppression. Be with those suffering in Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, and Syria, and bring peace there. And bless Calvin, Eli, Alex, Mike, Dave, and Daniel as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty Lord, you are the great physician. Grant healing in accordance with your will for all those who are sick and suffer. Be with Leif Strathmohan, Eddie Morris, Johnny Eisenbrown, Sally McNeil, Jay McConnell, Jonna Jupe, and Cheryl Wade, Lee Hagan, Mike Knox, Betty Tending, and Edward Ward. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you are the bringer of true joy. Grant us your Holy Spirit, increase and sustain us in the joy of thanksgiving of this 12 days of Christmas. Until that day when at last Christ returns in glory as Lord and Judge of all. Hear us, O Lord, for we are the people of your promise and the children whom you have redeemed through the salvation accomplished through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
As we gather the offering, sign the ritual friendship pad at the end of the pew, pass the book to sitting next to you, tear it off and put the sheet in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We gather the offerings, you may be seated. Service of Sacrament, page 208, we stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love, shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh, and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us, and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemn the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly bar them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Luke the Menace, page 211, we stand to sing.
Upon you favor and give you peace.
Amen.